Okay, so it's Saturday the 10th of December 2011, and woke up this morning at around 5:15, but I'll try to stay in bed to about 6:15, something like that. Then got up, got changed and all that sort of stuff, and then got stuff together, ready to go to the hospital. So, got some bits and pieces together for Ellie and Julie, and I put together the baby seat for the car, and it's got like a clipboard base in there, so I took that to the car and had a go with that, got that all in there. But what I thought I'd do is I nipped over to Mum and Dad's and got them just to check that it looked all right, and yeah, it was all good. So got that in the back, had the baby on board thing in the back window and all this funny stuff. Also took in some nappies as well for us. So, yeah, did that, made my way over to Basingstoke in the C-class, and nipped into Morrison's, got some lunch for us, and then went to the hospital. Julie had a good night, and so did Ellie, but she was still down in the neonatal unit, and Julie upstairs in the ward, with her own room, though. And, yeah, everything's good, really. But today was all about sort of getting her to sort of, you know, get sort of skin to skin with Julie and start looking at ways of feeding her, things like that. But that sort of happened in the afternoon. Once we'd had the morning and gone down to see her and stuff, we'd been speaking to John and Jen and Helen and Mum and Dad and Claire, and they were going to come and see us, and they came to see us between 2 and 4 p.m. and they got a chance to come and see Ellie down in the neonatal ward, and I think they were over the moon. They just couldn't believe it, and all their faces were like so proud and happy and everything, so it was really, really good to see. And yeah, she was nice and quiet for a lot of the time. She does a lot of sleeping. But yeah, she's definitely worth it. So once those guys left, Julie and I went back upstairs for a little bit, and then at around sort of 5:30, something like that, we went back down to give her a feed. And she'd done a little bit of crying because she'd been waiting for a feed, really, so she settled down soon enough once we started that going, and Julie did really well with it, so not bad at all. Then we went back upstairs again for a little bit and just chilled out, and then went back down at around 10 to 8 to give her another feed. And then after a little bit of time, that's when I left to come home. And I went via Mum and Dad's and had some dinner there, because Julie had some dinner actually about 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I hadn't had anything. So I went back, went there. I saw a little bit of X Factor on TV and stuff, but nothing major. Still don't know what the result was. But just chilled out a little bit. Got back here, pretty much fell asleep instantly, and then woke up. That's why this is late. Anyway, fantastic day, and it was great that the close family could get close, and here's for the next day. So see you later. Goodbye now.